Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hey, guys. Yep. Do you know why Zoo of the World's Morpher is called Zoo of the Light? It's because it's the light that shines on the world. Zoo of the World.
Okay. Well done.
I've been thinking of that joke, like, for the past 2 days.
You could have waited until we actually started talking about Zoo of the World, but
no,
sure.
No. Such a good boy. Such a handsome boy. Just like his father.
We have 4 out of 5 core casters tonight because Yellow is off making the Muns.
Yes. Mad Muns, Huns.
Toxon Muns.
I mean, they've already got one guy off there, so, you know.
Did anyone tell him he's not going to be on tonight, like, recently?
If he slips in the middle of the show, then sure.
He say he doesn't care.
He might just slip in between sections or go to his room. Who knows? We'll see what happens. If you're looking at the episode description and it says Yellowcaster's present, you already have your answer. All right, so we got lots of news stories, so let's get right into it.
Yeah, hi, we're back from 2 weeks.
We're back from another break because Anime North.
We'll talk about that.
It happened!
Tune in to Rant Sensei Cast Ranger for the whole
story. Listen to the actual Cast Ranger episode and we'll talk about what happened.
Okay.
All right, first news story. Not sure if real,
no,
but...
It's fake. It's fake.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Then shouldn't we skip this?
No, okay.
No, I want this to be shown. If you're looking at the video version, this is what was purported to be a figure art of Kamen Rider Heart from the new Drive movie.
No, but then my buddy Reggie told me that at the Tamashii, like, toy event or whatever, there was a section made specifically for figure art customizers. Like, custom ones. And so, there one guy made a custom of Yongo and one of Heart.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I like that it's a good idea, and I hope that it's at least something close to this. I like that he's got the Dead Zone tire. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
But,
He looks like a stag beetle.
Yeah, we'll see what we get when the actual movie happens.
Y'all.
Moving on. We have a magazine scan showing us our first actual proper look at Ghost Mugen Damashii.
It's fucking...
God knows this week didn't actually fucking show it.
It's fucking pretty.
Very much so.
Guys, I had no idea Kamen Rider White Wizard was getting married.
White?
That's what it is! It's White Wizard with a fucking wedding veil over his face.
Also, it's Infinity.
Fuck, man.
It's Mugen. Wizard was Infinity.
No, but I'm saying it's literally almost a carbon copy of Infinity.
Well, it looks like the Infinity symbol is on his back.
Oh, it's all over. It's all over everything. It's all over everything.
The back of his shin.
And the suit has glitter. It's like glitter.
It is Kira Kira as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And his horn is giant and rainbow colored.
Is Coke kind of look like a One Piece Marine a little?
Oh, God, yeah. Just put the fucking word Justice Land on his back. No, but if fucking just... If Zed could see this, he would just jizz his pants.
Kira Kira's fuck.
Kira Kira's fuck.
But yeah, apparently in this form, Ghost executes 7 different attacks that reflect human emotions. I'll get into why I
fucking hate the concept of this in the actual episode.
Seven, you say?
Yes.
Is it what I think it is?
They're each tied to a different emotion, which is each related to another person on the team.
So,
there's the Joy Stream, which we saw in this week's episode, the Angry Slash, the Valiant Shoot, Fun Strike, Sadness Break, Love Bomber, and Faith Impact.
Love Bomber!
Which uses the hammer mode.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see the
And
Love
apparently
Bomber.
His final attack, Rider Kick, is called the God Omega Drive.
Oh my.
Wait, so I wonder if the Love Bomber is supposed to be Cannon's attack.
I think so.
Or Ikari.
Angry would be Makoto.
Yeah. There was another article that mentioned who was tied to which, but that's not the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
But it is related to each of the members of the team.
Cool.
I like the look of this guy.
No, if you look at the fucking GC figure,
Funny you should mention that, because
Look at that! That is so pretty! Just imagine what the figure art's gonna look like for this thing.
His arms are clear and fucking see-through with sparkles.
Don't tempt me. Stop tempting me.
His whole body is. All of it.
Wow.
This is such an upgrade from Grateful.
He's a ghost. I don't like
it. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
It's what... And look, there's shots of the figure using other...
Yeah, using Deep Spectre, Necrom. Those all look silly.
I wonder if that's a hint. It'd be hilarious if you, like, used those while in that body.
Well, fucking who knows. Makoto might die from using Deep Spectre too much. Like,
well, we'll see what happens. Yeah, the newest Ghost Change figure has crystallized clear parts and is compatible with the other Ghost Parkas.
Clear parts? You mean like those things I never install on my fucking Gundam models?
Fuck clear parts. Apparently the release date for the Ghost Change figure is June 18th and it costs 3780 yen. Also in the vein of Mugen style toys, we got official images for the Mugen icon. It's the Cosmic Switch all over again.
I was gonna say Wally?
No, it looks like a periscope.
Yep. Or the fucking what's it called? The Virtual Boy from Nintendo.
No, you know who this? You know who the Mugen symbol reminds me of? Fucking Black Manta.
But judging,
yeah, or Rob the Robot.
No, but you know what? Looking at it, it's got
different colors, like Ninja Turtle masks.
No, but looking at it from in the Ghost Driver, it doesn't look like it's too protruding. So like, it's not gonna like stick the fuck out of the driver.
It is literally made just to stick out at the top of the driver.
Yeah,
it's literally
which
blue
is
and
why
orange.
There's a giant hole. Which I think I remember Ichi like screaming about that in a previous episode.
I guess now that makes sense, but I still think that's terrible design.
Hmm.
So apparently, the icon has different lights and sounds, is compatible with the driver, costs 30-24 yen, and will be released also on June 18th.
Okay, so it'll be like a $40 toy.
That said, I don't give a shit.
I might. We'll see.
Right. You generally do.
No!
It's funny that I mentioned White Wizard, because apparently the actress who played Koyomi in Wizard, Makoto Okunaga, is apparently guest starring in Ghost, episode 36 and 37.
I fucking hated Koyomi.
Is she going to be that character?
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
I would laugh.
If it was her, because she's
no,
dead?
No. I was thinking. I would laugh if that was her, and this was supposed to be a fucking Ghost Wizard crossover.
Mugen and Infinity!
Exactly!
Oh, Jesus.
Because I feel like it's dumb enough that Toei would do it.
No, yeah. That's going to happen in some kind of
Rider crossover
March yeah. Rider crossover movie.
Like,
it's Mugen Infinity. Bam.
Oh, that'd be great.
Anyways, yay, Koyomi.
Good for her.
Yay! Speaking of Ghost
movies. Oh! Dark Ghost, he looks so fucking cool! It is a girl? Has it been confirmed that it's a girl?
I think so.
What is this, Ghost versus Abare Killer?
So, we have some information regarding the Ghost Summer movie. So, apparently it takes place in a secret village full of legendary heroes, home to 100 heroes, and they actually meet some of them, including Musashi, who is apparently being played by the guy who played Kaido in Fives.
100 heroes living all together.
As well as Darwin, which is how he'll get access to Darwin Damashii for
the
movie form.
And Onari in a dress.
Apparently cosplaying as Princess Zelda?
No! Onari with the afro! Oh,
for some reason, Takeru, Akari, and Onari cosplay as various fictional characters. Akari does Snow White. Takeru does Little Red Riding Hood. Onari is Rapunzel.
Wait, go up.
Oh.
Okay, wait. In the Japanese version of this tale, are they under the belief that Snow White turns into an apple?
I don't know.
What's the hell?
I don't know.
I love that it's the Disney dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on the Disney versions.
I think Michael Eisner's going to sue someone.
And the other interesting thing is apparently Dark Ghost has this army of multicolored Necroms.
Yes, Tokume Sentai Go Busters.
They're wearing proto-U-loaders, and they're basically... It's pretty much just Kamen Rider Ghost, but with Necrom's faceplate, and then they're color-themed for blue, red, and yellow.
They look cool, though, man.
I hope they release the icons of these, because I want the blue one.
Yes, of course you do. No, okay, go back up to Dark Ghost quickly. Yeah, that's what Ghost should always look like from the beginning.
Why would they make their main character Rider scary as fuck?
Because ghosts are scary as fuck.
But this is for children.
I don't care. But children need to be scared too. It's the experience they have to have.
No, Takeru's just fucking Casper.
Yeah.
That's not intimidating in the
least. Yeah, see, he's right there, sticking his head out.
No, but Dark Ghost, I'm looking forward to
I saw this one piece of fan art where it's like
Kamen Rider Spawn. That's what that is.
Actually, yeah, I saw this one piece of fan art where it's like a little SD chibi image of Ghost like sitting in a mirror, and he like applies the makeup to his helmet to look like Dark Ghost.
Spectre's just like,
and
no!
He tries to be scary, and then Spectre's like, no, and then washes the makeup off,
and Ghost's like, no, Makoto Kuro Yamate.
Yeah, that was good.
But no, Dark Ghost looks fucking sick.
All right, and the other detail we got about the movie is the name. And the release date. It's titled Kamen Rider Ghost the Movie, The 100 Icons and Ghost's Faded Moment. And it is coming out in Japan August 26th.
Oh, also I found out Napoleon and Darwin. Like, Darwin is also a dark ghost form.
Oh, it is?
So, probably, no, you know what? Probably what the form ghost is going to get in the movie is whatever wins the contest.
Oh, maybe.
So whatever icon wins the contest, that's ghost icon for the movie.
So yeah, apparently the idea behind this movie is Dark Ghost and his trio of Dark Necroms, it's their goal to complete 100 icons and achieve the ultimate ghost icon.
And make a world of ghosts.
So it's Heisei vs. Show again.
Yeah.
Yep. We all live in a world of ghosts.
Dark Ghost looks so cool.
Yeah, that shot of him with like the hood blowing against the side of his face is really awesome.
Yeah.
Wind in his hair!
Figure art, figure art, figure art, figure art!
Yeah, we'll see.
Holy. Tamashii Web exclusive.
Kamen Rider Amazon Season 2 confirmed.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I'm still catching up on Season 1.
Yeah, but
Guys, I'm pretty sure this is still an April Fool's joke.
I know, right? Okay, I'm going to say this right now, guys. For Amazons, it starts off a bit slow, but once you get to Episode 4, shit gets real.
Then we'll have to do Episode 1 to 4 as one special topic.
Omega is one of the fucking coolest riders ever. He's so aggressive. And it's funny because he like his human that he's is Omega. He's like the sweetest guy. He just like he doesn't know what to do, but when he turns into Omega, he just fucking tears shit apart.
Good,
so god, so awesome.
So apparently, Amazon's Season 2 is set for a spring 2017 release, and the rest of the article is just details about the first season. It's unknown if the current cast will reprise their roles, but it's probably going to happen.
I hope so.
Unless they just say, fuck it, more Amazons.
No, it's a good cast. It's a very good cast.
I'm waiting to watch it until we actually talk about it on Cast Ranger, so I haven't seen any of it yet.
You're going to cringe so much.
I bet.
It's so violent.
Moving on. Zuo the World.
Zawendo!
We got some nice magazine scans showing off the real bodysuit. There's this really nice shot of like him standing in front of wallpapers.
Love
of the
crocodile
the
helmet.
Face.
The crocodile face is so cool.
Yeah,
it looks like, you know what he looks like?
Hmm?
The crocodile face. It looks
I always
like White Ranger.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said myself. I'm like, it looks like the White Ranger. That's why I love it so much. I love the White Ranger suit.
I was looking at this article and I figured out how the helmet works. Not just the crocodile part, because that's obvious. Like it just clamps down and up.
But yeah, the wolf is rhino head goes up.
Yeah, the horn on the rhino slides up and the wolf face is underneath it. Because if you look at the hinges on the side, you can see the gap where the rhino head goes up and down.
Yeah, and then
the
crocodile just...
Yeah, crocodile opens and closes.
That's so cool.
Reeky, reeky.
So, we are... There's also some scans showing his weapon.
Zuo the Gunrod.
Obviously, he's going to mix it up, but it looks like in Rhino's form, he uses it as a fishing rod. In Crocodile form, he uses it as a staff. And in Wolf form, he uses it as a sniper rifle.
Because, as we all know, Rhinos like to fish, Wolves like to shoot, and Crocodiles just
it's
like to bash it in.
I was thinking Wolves like to hunt.
There you go.
And the rod form for crocodile represents the tail.
Okay, Sal, what do rhinos primarily eat?
Grass.
Oh, okay.
They're herbivores.
They're herbivores? Okay.
We're trying to make too much sense out of this.
My god!
They can't see very well.
We're going to see Zuo the World riding Zuo Gorilla. That's going to be an amazing fight.
Sorry, what's the rhino weapon?
It's a fishing rod.
Yeah, it's called
like
Zuo the Gun Rod.
We're trying to make too much sense out of this.
Remember, it's more for the flashlights.
Well, we also know that rhinos hatch out of eggs, so.
But yes, I wasn't going to get Zuo the Light, but I'm going to, and I've actually put it upon myself that I'm going to collect all the stupid gimmick covers. So, thank you, Sal.
God, you're welcome.
Surprising
Lane,
everyone.
I know. I was about to say, Lane, you make these like they're announcements. Like we're like, are you sure?
If anything, you should be telling us what you're not buying.
That would be a short
list. I will not be buying Zuo the Gunrod, because that is just fucking silly.
Fair. You just said you were getting all the auxiliary stuff.
Oh, he said he was getting all the stupid morphers.
Oh, the stupid
morphers.
The
silly gimmick morphers. So now I need to go buy a sushi changer again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a morpher that's a sushi roll.
And the other thing we saw here is his Beast Unleashed form. Which gives him rhino horns on his shoulders,
a crocodile tail on his arm, on his hand,
and a wolf claw on the other.
Jesus Christ! This guy just gets more and more cool the more we see him.
Yeah, and
how many fucking horns are on his shoulders?
Like four.
Four, two each.
And I guess they're doing one rhino snout each.
Yeah. And there was also in the same article a nice shot of his Zords and Tosai Zuo, the Megazord, which looks badass.
Yep. The toy is, like, wide as fuck.
Well, yeah. Good thing the fucking, it's got legs at least.
Yeah.
But honestly, though, if I got, like, if I got the Rhino Sword, I would just keep it in the truck mode, because the truck mode looks cool. And then you can store cubes in it.
I feel like I would only bother to buy the crocodile. That's the only one I'm really interested in.
Yeah, I want the crocodile.
They said if it's a crocodile or alligator? Or
it's a crocodile.
It's a crocodile. Yeah, because when you play with Zoo of the Light, it goes, cube crocodile.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So, one thing of note regarding his transformation device, Zoo of the Light, apparently in addition to its normal modes of transform, summon, and combine, it also has something called Cube Search, which we watched the review of the toy, and like, it just plays like nature background music, and then you hear an animal and you click a button and it tells you what animal it is. I wonder if maybe he does something with that functionality in the show, like maybe hunts down the cubes.
Maybe
captures them.
All I know is that you can, like, yeah, Zoo of the Light, it's an impressive toy for, you know, and has so much functionality for just being a flashlight.
It's the most action-packed flashlight on its own.
All it has is just a rotating cube and then just one button on the back that you just, depending on how many times you press it, does different things. So it's impressive.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I'm getting it. But, yeah, and it comes with a mini Zoo of the World figure.
So why not?
It's well detailed for a little minifigure.
Because the cube morpher came with the other five. So,
yeah.
So why not? In case you're collecting them.
Gotta catch them all.
Alright, that's that. And we also got some images of the weapon, the gun rod, which is
so silly.
Nothing spectacular.
You know, it sucks because, like,
you actually, like, spin the reel when you're, like, firing, which is kind of interesting, I guess, but not enough to make me want
it. Honestly, the Zero Buster is a better toy than this thing.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of upset that they didn't go with the idea that, like, oh, they're just going to get a personalized weapon again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Maybe the next Sentai.
So, regarding the toy releases, the Zoo of the Light cost 3780 yen and released on June 4th.
Okay.
It's tomorrow, today.
But it's already out on the review circuit. And the Zuo Gunrod, also out the same day, costs 4536 yen.
Which means probably Tosai Zuo will come out next week or the week after.
Yep. So we have, in addition to that, there was also mention that the Zuoger cast and production crew were seen filming in a circus tent along with 1,000 extras. Which leads us into information about the Zuoger summer movie, where they are apparently fighting a space circus.
Oh.
It's space circus.
Yeah. Space circus.
So it's like Sailor Moon Super S, but with Power Rangers.
Space circus.
Not too different.
Oh, and look what they got.
There's a golden
favorite animal in the whole world, Sal.
I know.
It's
I love
Cube Panda.
Cube Panda.
Which is a shameless Cube Kuma ripoff.
God, yeah. I love in the past 2 years.
Except it's gold.
In the past 2 years. Just every year with the center we've gotten.
Oh my god, it's
a fucking panda.
Yeah, of course it's an axe.
Oh my god, it's even an axe.
So it's just the Kuma axe, but it's a panda.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
If it was like a real panda, it should just not do anything.
That's pretty fucking lazy, Toei.
So apparently
like a panda.
So apparently the idea for the movie, the Zuoger's face the space circus troupe led by its ringleader Dummy Doll, who wants to turn all human evil and force them to join in his circus. Oh, and also kidnap children.
Wasn't this the exact plot of Their Back, a Dinosaur Story?
And also Pinocchio?
Yes! I actually really like that movie, so I'm looking forward to this.
Exact same!
Yes, and fucking and also Pinocchio.
And apparently, one of these Zuman is the mysterious Condor Zuman Pearl, which makes sense because we did see a magazine scan of Cube Pearl a while ago.
Hmm.
Or Cube Condor.
Cube
Condor. And there's a nice shot of Cube Panda.
Yep.
To be fair, a panda is a bear, so...
No, yeah, this was completely expected. If they were going to do Panda, this is how they would do it. No question. So apparently the summer movie does also commemorate the 40th anniversary of Super Sentai, and is set for August 6th
release. Sorry, just a funny thing I've noticed. You know how many people still think that pandas are, like, raccoons?
What?
No, there's, like... Back in the day, people thought that pandas weren't actual bears, right? They were like, because they looked like they were more.
How do you
to
think
like,
it's closer to a raccoon
like red
than a bear?
Red pandas. which are more closely related to raccoons. Yeah. Right? Okay. So people thought they were like the same thing, and like apparently people still don't think that some people don't think that pandas are bears. I'm like, they're fucking bears.
Now we just need a polar bear cube.
There you go. And we can complete all the new babies at the Toronto Zoo.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then
I
we can just be juggling axes.
Juno. She is so
then
cute.
We can just have the Megazords juggling three axes.
For the circus movie.
Yes.
That's perfect.
I recommend anyone go in the Toronto area, go to the Toronto Zoo while the baby polar bear is still there. She's the cutest goddamn thing. She runs right up to you. Up to the glass. She's adorable.
Alright. Zoodra Super Animal Wars miniseries. Apparently accompanying the Zoodra Blu-ray collections, just like Drive Type Tokujo, is an episode of a miniseries called the Super Animal Wars, which is a four-episode miniseries celebrating the 40th anniversary. And in addition to that, you can just get it just for the collection of episodes. The first collection comes with episodes 1 to 11 of the series in two discs. The Blu-ray collection costs 19,764 yen with tax and is set for a September 14th release.
Wait,
and you can pre-order it now.
What are these mini-episodes about?
There's no information on that yet.
Well, I'm just looking at the title and the fact that this is the picture. Is it going to be, like, about the cubes? Like, as a mini-episode?
Okay, the name of it is Super Animal Wars. The article just happened to pick a shot of the cubes in their mini forms.
Or did they?
Of course, you make a Transformers reference and Gar is not here. And fucking
yep.
That's his own damn fault.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
We have some more shots of the new Power Ranger movie.
Yay,
suits.
The suits aren't CGI.
That's cool, but you know what is?
I still hate them.
Why, Ichi?
We've talked about this.
No, yeah, but you were
wrong.
But
they do have the two diamonds.
Yeah, so...
And now the putties are not green. Those are fucking cast
so
suits.
If you're looking at the pictures, we see that, yes, in fact, the suits are practical, which is awesome. There's going to be obviously some CGI bits on them. That's why they have Triforces. That's just a coincidence, people.
Yeah.
But looks like, yeah, putties, whether or not will be putties, will be a CGI thing. That's probably the better choice.
Yeah.
Than just...
We're looking at a shot of the red arm, the red suit fighting two guys in green mocap suits who are probably going to be putties.
There's a decent amount of destruction going on in that picture.
Yeah.
I like that. Go up to the picture of like the close-up of the red suit. You know what? It looks cool, I think, now. Even better in motion. And look, you can see the belt in the middle. The morpher in the middle.
Yep.
It looks like just like a gemstone.
Well, that's from far away.
The Power Rangers are all crystal gems!
They are the crystal gems.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. I like it. It's shiny.
It's glossy. I like gloss. Yeah.
And it's cool to know that, we actually got people in actual suits. That's pretty awesome.
Trailer soon, please!
Can we take a look through these pictures? Let's see. The two guys just chilling. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm just a putty. That guy kind of looks like Austin St. John on the right there.
Cool. I like that there's diversity in their putty cast. One guy is, like, Western, the other guy is Asian.
I feel like that's not going to be a thing in the movie. What's that say?
There's the dude with the helmet up just walking around.
Which might mean that, their helmet's just...
That could be... I don't know if that's what it's going to be, or could just be, guys, we're on a break here. I'm taking...
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I do not know. We will see.
That's so cool. They're practical, though.
Yeah, that is cool. And you know what? They look like the Power Ranger suits more. Like when you see them in like a more realistic setting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna guess that picture they took was more of a drawing.
Yeah, it looked like a drawing.
Now that I see that these are real.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, the filming of this movie happened in Steveston, British Columbia. And apparently the cast and crew had a wrap party last Sunday, so it's expected that the film's production will wrap up within the week.
Post-production!
Oh, guys, sorry. No, these aren't the putties. I just realized what those guys are. It's Vulcan Skull. They're gonna mocap them in.
CGI Vulcan Skull.
They couldn't actually get Paul Schreier and Jason Narvi, so they had to CGI.
Paul Schreier was busy filming The Order.
No, look, one of them is bigger than the other one. Vulcan Skull. They're going to mocap.
Ichi, you and I need to cosplay Vulcan Skull.
It's not like
you don't need to. You already are.
I'm like they don't wear anything distinguishable enough.
They do actually.
Yeah, they do.
Like having rewatched it, they really do.
There was an episode I remember Skull like having like a military cap and like he had a leather jacket on. And stuff.
I did see a Skull cosplayer with one of those braids.
No, Ichi, for real, leather jacket for you with a purple undershirt and a bandana.
Yeah.
Not your Team Aqua one.
Damn.
Lane.
What if I wear it inside out?
Leather and chains. That's
all. And a red beret.
And we need to just have.
Some, and a red beret, yes.
And we need to just have some device in our pockets playing the theme song everywhere we go.
How have you not done this? It'd be so perfect.
And then I'll just say, can someone buy me a milkshake, please? Yes.
You do that way too well.
Then Lane was kicked out.
Do it in North because they have ice cream trucks everywhere.
Holy hell. You could just do it multiple times.
Okay, moving on.
Someone needs to be Lieutenant Stone.
Another piece of news regarding the movie is apparently Lionsgate is planning at least 5, maybe 7 more movies from now.
We want to whore out the Power Rangers series for as long as possible.
Guys, I really think my theory is starting to come to light.
Yeah,
here.
No. Oh, that was a fun discussion.
I really think they're going to like bring back like the old characters, like the old villains, and I think that'd be really cool.
Master Rider. Fervus is a giant Hulk. No! Monster, please. Who's that? It's my pet Fervus.
You know, I've said before, like, you know, studios, they want franchises now, right? Yeah. And, you know, they could feasibly, because this is in part, Saban is helping them here, they like the idea of team-ups, big bad team-ups. So they could definitely do, like a Power Rangers meeting other types of Power Rangers or passing on to new powers. And hell, if they really wanted to dig up some fucking weird shit, Mask Rider, Beetleborgs, VR Troopers.
Hell, bring back Ivan Ooze.
I bet you that they want to like plan this out to be like a whole new MCU.
Yeah, that's exactly what
like,
I was.
They'll have like individual team movies and then they'll do like the Avengers of Power Rangers.
I bet if you ask the guy who played Ivan Ooze to come back as Ivan Ooze, he'd be like, oh fuck yeah.
The Ooze is back!
Again!
Okay. I'll bet you if these movies do go forward, there will be a villain named Ivan Ooze in these things eventually.
Caramelio will just be like,
off topic completely, but I did see X-Men Apocalypse in theaters. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry,
Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything. You know Apocalypse is in the movie, right? Yeah. I'm assuming you know that.
That's a spoiler.
Okay, you got
Cameron.
Not just that. Okay, I'm sorry, especially in motion. He's really doing Ivan Ooze. He not only looks like him,
I want to see it just for that.
I
like, that old thing is right. It's.
I want to see it just for Olivia Munn as Psylocke. Oh,
she's in the movie.
Yeah. Alright. It's funny that I mentioned someone being busy filming The Order, because guess who just joined The Order cast?
He must be... Like, the Power Ranger fan inside him, he just must be fangasming so hard.
Yoshi Sudarso, Dino Charge Blue, has joined the cast of The Order.
And he has a video. Aww.
Other details, such as which side he's on, has yet to be revealed.
That's so cool.
And anyone interested in looking into the movie, you can check out their website at the-order-movie.com.
This is films directed by the guy who did Supergirl the movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Supergirl the movie.
Oh, we looked that up. It's not the show.
It's not the movie, though, because David Wall,
yeah.
How about you guys look it up again?
Long story short, I hope he's just the rookie on one of the teams.
That'd be fun.
Just to play up the fact that he is the newbie to all this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. The Supergirl movie was directed by a woman.
And I checked the directors for the TV series. That's not that one.
How about you just look up David Wall?
I did. He doesn't really
Maybe
show up.
Maybe it was an animated film?
I don't know. Moving on. Ninja Steel's official logo revealed.
Yeah.
A lot of people are actually really disappointed. Because
they went with Shuriken.
Yeah,
No.
Put the Shuriken logo in the middle.
The Shuriken logo in the show about Shurikens?
No. It's that they wanted them to have, like, the different Shuriken, colored Shurikens in the title. Because it would have been cool.
Where?
There's no room for any of that.
No, little mini ones. I think, someone did up their own logo.
I'm not looking. I've seen a lot of fan logos for this. But, yeah, I guess it's not absolutely fucking terrible. The font's nice.
Oh, yeah, no. Me, personally, I'm okay with this logo. A lot of other people are not.
I just think that having, like, two symbols, like, directly above each other
guys, sorry. I was looking it up. David Wold, you're right. He didn't direct anything on Supergirl. He's a fight coordinator.
Okay, that explains
So that article just listed because he worked on it.
Yeah, he also worked on Age of Extinction as a stunt driver.
Hey, okay. He worked as the fight coordinator on the Supergirl TV series. You mean the show where her solution everything is, I'm gonna punch it.
Oh, here we go. He's a stunt. So this is the one that I saw that I think looks really nice.
I guess. Send it to Anthony so he puts it in the video.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's colorful.
Yeah, but you know they don't like to go colorful in the title. They like to just go. Oh, by the way, he did also work on Power Rangers, David Wold. Like actually, he did the stunts on Time Force and Wild Force. And
there you
cool.
Go.
I think those are.
There's his.
Oh, he did a bunch. Lightspeed Rescue in space. I think he was there from the beginning.
There's cool. His.
He was.
And cool. There's his connection to everybody else.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Okay, yeah, he also did the stunts in Ninja Turtles. That's what that was talking about. He was the Blue Ranger stunt double in Mighty Morphin. The movie, I mean.
The movie!
There you go.
He did
nice.
There you go.
Anyways, right. Moving on.
He's known for being the Blue Ranger. He kind of looks like if Johnny on Bosch had an evil twin. I'm sorry, you need to put this picture up for David Wold. Right?
Whoa!
Like Johnny on Bosch's evil twin.
An evil punk twin. Send that to Anthony. Yeah. Anthony, put up.
So he was the Blue Ranger stunt double.
Yes.
And not,
not like the obvious one.
All right, moving on. Chouriki Sentai O-Ranger, which was the Japanese source footage for Power Rangers Zeo, is getting a North American DVD release through Shout Factory.
Yay!
That's Shout cool. Factory.
Wait, Gar the one who said that this will never happen?
No, but no, he's actually.
Hey, Gar, go fuck yourself.
I'm curious. I actually want to watch O-Ranger just because I want to see why apparently this was bad. So
that way you can go, oh.
Maybe because they're all heiling Hitler.
That could be a problem.
No, but you know what? I've always loved the Zeo
suits. I mean, the Red Ranger's just standing there like a fucking cop drama.
Yeah,
like
I'm not going to be racist. Cop drama.
Meanwhile, everyone else is behind him, just hailing Hitler. Just, yeah.
No, but like I said, I've always...
No, their hands are like sideways, not like...
I've always loved the Zeo suits. They look so cool. What was the pattern?
They're all just going, Dozo.
Please.
Yay, we got Shout Factory release. Oh,
that's awesome. Shout is awesome.
And the set is coming out in November.
Do Car Ranger from now, please.
It will. Power Ranger was popular.
What everyone loves.
We'll see. All right, moving on. We got a couple of toy stories.
Figure Arts Takashi Hongo.
Yep. And Kamen Rider Black with light up eyes.
Cool. Raven, if you do not get that figure, you shame Takashi Hongo.
You rock a tradition.
Raido!
So, the Kamen Rider Black Luminous version, which is basically SH Figuarts Renewal Kamen Rider Black with added LED compound eyes. Also included in the stage is a special stage, which is, look, it's just him kicking through a fucking wall.
Now,
you can make a set of Kamen Rider Black kicking a fucking rock.
Now, make a drive figure with light up eyes, and I'll be happy.
And it makes a sound.
Yeah, vroom.
All right, this one's for Raven. Kamen Rider, RAH Kamen Rider Kuga Ultimate Form.
Kuga.
So are we sure this is a toy? Because this looks really fucking good!
No, okay. That's the thing with the real action hero figures, is that they literally just take the suit and morph it into a figure.
More phenomenal.
Like,
these shots of a toy look like the actual suit!
Yeah,
it's
no,
amazing!
That's the thing. That's why they're called real action
Jesus
heroes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But they're expensive as fuck. But yeah, it's a really high-quality figure.
Yeah, no shit!
And it's tall, too.
So yeah, Kuga Ultimate Form stands at 30 centimeters tall and is the newest Kuga figure since 2012.
I'm actually 20 episodes into Kuga, so I'm getting there.
The figure costs 27,000 yen and will be released next February.
Oh, Raven?
February!
Raven, I'm just gonna
that
say...
That is a $300 figure, ladies and gentlemen.
Raven, I'm just gonna say this right now. I've watched the episode where Yusuke died...
Spoilers!
No, but just that after that battle, just Ichijo, you're late. Walks away.
Yeah, thumbs up.
I was like, you too! You too!
You.
You no, too. They're the best of friends. It's amazing.
And thus the rising forms were born.
Ichibro.
Ichibro.
No, Lane. And thus the rising forms were born.
Yeah, because the
doctor... Because of the fucking clear...
Yeah, because the doctor did the thing. It was amazing.
Is the only Kamen Rider whose powers were powered up by a fucking defibrillator.
Yes. I can see why you love Kuga so much.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's very grounded for a Rider show.
Oh, it is. I love it.
Isn't that why the fans like it?
How about something less grounded? SIC Zangetsu.
Okay. Those horns on his head look silly.
I love it.
No.
Holy
shit! Yeah, there you go.
Also, SIC Gain Suika arms.
Oh,
holy fuck!
Dear God, that's gonna be expensive. And when you take it out of the box, display it how you want. Put it behind a glass case. Never touch it again.
You know what this fucking thing looks like?
SIC in a nutshell.
Do you know what this fucking thing looks like? You know, sometimes when people that are cool with art. They, like, take something that would not be there and make it something else. In this case, I'm thinking if they turn Pokemon into, like, Shogun Samurai, that's a fucking Venusaur. That is a fucking Venusaur.
Yup.
So, yup. So, SIC Zangetsu Millenarm, set for
Paris next to him, I don't know.
Set for a November release and cost 88.56 yen.
Which I care less about because those horns look fucking awesome.
I like
it.
They look silly.
The shoulder armor is badass, too.
They look like eyebrows.
No, here, look at it this way. I would love the fuck out of that figure if it wasn't for the goddamn horn.
So replace the head with the actual Zangetsu.
No, and apparently behind it is SIC Ryugen because his fucking Budo Ryuho is a fucking cannon.
Yeah, and Zangetsu comes with the Musso Saber, the Melon Shield, and interchangeable hands. As for Gain Suika arms, apparently the details on whether it is actually going to be released or not are not even out. And yeah, there's a nice shot of Ryugen Budo arms, which is only the armor, not the actual figure.
Which is how I wanted to display the goddamn Gain one.
And apparently also SIC Baron Banana arms, neither of which have a price or release date.
Yay. Fuck, that's Suika, though.
Fucking
yeah. Jesus, fuck.
Christ. Oh, God, I want to say I want it, but you know what? I'm wanting to wait for the price tag, because I already know I am not going to spend $300 on
You know what the best part of this whole figure is? You look at how giant it is, and then you look at his tiny belt.
Yes. Raven, but the thing is, you know what? My thing is, if I'm going to spend $300 on a figure, it's going to be one of the fucking giant-ass Super Robot Diecast figures.
Fair.
Raven, just wait till SIC Kachidoki comes out. Then you'll want it. I wonder what they'll do with Kiwewe.
Oh, God.
Kiwewe.
Maybe make it tolerable.
No, that's Budokoi.
Moving on. This one's for you, Lane. SIC Drive. I love the fucking pipes
down.
Okay,
go down, please.
Yep, there's a Midnight Shadow and Max Flair.
And Funky Spike, what a surprise. Funky Spike always gets the shaft.
The drive shaft.
I like Funky Spike. It's cool and it's underappreciated.
So, SIC Kamen Rider Drive Type Speed, set for December release, costs 84.24 yen. Also unveiled at the event, but they don't have release dates or price yet. Drive Type Speed Shadow and Drive Type Speed Flare.
Yeah, they're cool. I won't get any.
Surprising.
Oh, yeah, I've never been a fan. Fan of the SIC.
And these were unveiled at the recent Tamashii Features 2016 event.
Cool.
And that's about it for news, unless anyone else has something.
No. Gar had Ultraman news, but he's not here, so who gives a fuck?
Gar comes storming into the room.
Remind him of Ultraman!
Oh my God, evil orb!
Yeah, something about an evil Ultraman orb, so...
Yeah.
Woo! Alright, well, this has been the news, everybody. Bye.
The news you can use to light the fuse.
Getting closer and closer to that Power Rangers movie trailer. Stay tuned. For another day.
Stay tuned for Itchy's hate-fueled rant.
I know, right? Because they don't wear spandex.
Yep.
Later!